to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I am your host. My throat's all messed up, and I'm going to be coughing and hacking throughout the podcast because I just got done doing like 8 to 10 miles on the river trails down on the other side of the river, just on the other edge of the bridge. Gorgeous trails, a lot of fun. Despite the fact that we have an elliptical down here in the basement, I am still sorely out of actual exercise shape thanks to a 4 or 5 month bunch of sloth courtesy of the cold we've had this winter. But I'm out and about and enjoying myself, and it's awesome and fantastic, and I'm trying to lose some of the weight that I put on via beer and bad things. I say that, of course, drinking a Mountain Dew throwback with real sugar while beer chills in the fridge. So, anyhow, this episode, we did a similar one with Classic Country way back a while ago, but I think this particular episode is going to be, it's going to have some country, but it's going to have some rockabilly, it's going to have some surf. It's a little more of the roots of where the program normally comes from. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. I've had this planned out for about a month now and just finally getting around to recording it. And I look forward to playing these songs, and I hope you enjoy listening to them as well. I think it's a very good sort of springtime get your energy going. And this opening song, I think, does that very, very well. It is from a compilation on Norton Records called Party Date. It came out in 2005. It is a collection of Dallas, Texas, sort of rockabilly garage bands recorded in Dallas in 1958. This track is previously unreleased. It is by a man named Scotty McKay, and it is called Bad Times.
Oh, mama, 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 come look at me. I'm sitting there.
Keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
A pleasant piece of gospel homily from the King of the Texas Troubadours, Mr. Ernest Tubb. That was "May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You." That is the B-side to the "When It's Prayer Time Down in the Hollow," a single on Decca Records. Before that, Home, the B-side to the much, much better known song by The Ventures, "Walk, Don't Run." That is on Dolt. And we started everything off with a song by Mr. Scotty McKay. That is off Party Date, the Frantic Dallas Rockers compilation 45 on Norton Records. Good tune to get everything started off with. Gonna just be hitting a lot of 45s for this, first couple of sets, stuff that I picked up at Love Garden and from the clearance bin at Half Price Books, and a few lucky cases at DAV and stuff like that. This next song is on the DJ Jamboree label. It is a group called the Tennessee Drifter. The Tennessee Drifters, I'm sorry. The A-side is sort of a theme song of theirs, and it is called The Drifter, and it's enjoyable, but, oh, God. I'm not quite sure if the B-side here is racist or not. It's one of those songs from the 50s that you just never can tell if they're just trying to be really earnest and worldly, or if they're just goddamn ignorant. Either way, it's an entertaining little piece of wax called Chinese Maid.
Chinese wonderland. Sat down at the table when a maid kissed my hand. As I reached to love her, this is what she said: "Please don't leave your Chinese maid. I'll always be your Chinese maid." Diamonds jet. Tuck her in my loving arms. At the bar we sit. As I reach to love her, this is what she said: please don't leave your Chinese maid. I'll always be your Chinese maid.
Y'all are too wonderful. Thank you very much. I think we've got time to do maybe a little bit of this one right here. It's one of my favorites right about now. We're going to ask Kate to sort of kick this one off. You look awful pretty tonight.
Thank you.
Let's try this one right here.
Way down. Yeah!
with a cover of a song originally by Charlie Walker that was Wanda Jackson with Pick Me Up on Your Way Down. That is from Live at Town Hall Party 1958. Town Hall Party was sort of the L.A. version of, I don't know, the Louisiana Hayride or something like that. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Sundazed has been reissuing the recording, well, issuing really for the first time all of those things over the past year. There's an Eddie Cochran one, which I also have. I believe there's several Gene Vincent recordings. They're all fantastic and excellent, and they've got like nice little banter, and they're very, very 1950s. The only thing I can recommend even higher than those are the Louisiana Hayride recordings, specifically the Johnny Cash one. If you can find it, it is excellent, excellent stuff. There is an Elvis Presley one. The only thing is that has been augmented with session musicians, making it a little... Like, I mean, I know they tried to go for an authentic sound, and they're just literally replaying what they've already got there to try and boost it, but it's just not the same thing. I'll take a crappier recording that's the real thing over a faked reality any day. Before that, the Slewfoot Five did My Adobe Hacienda. That is on a Decca 45, the A-side of which is the Short Dog Stomp. Now, the first song we played was by the Tennessee Drifters, and it was called Chinese Maid, and it was the B-side to the Tennessee Drifters single. That is a reissue on the DJ record Jamboree Records label, originally on Maid Records out of, surprising, Tennessee. Okay, we're going to get into some more actual records here. This song, I mean, I've had this album for a good long while, that being Ricky Nelson's self-titled album, but I hadn't really remembered this song or even thought of it since I probably got this record several years ago until I saw it played on an episode of Fringe a while back. In the bowling alley, and it's a wonderful, wonderful sort of lamentatious sort of number from Ricky Nelson's self-titled album, Ricky Nelson. This is Ricky Nelson with Poor Little Fool.
At my call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other cards, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Oh yeah.
can maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers grow.
Single there from Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. That was Some Velvet Morning, originally found on the Movin' with Nancy LP on Reprise Records, on coincidentally the record label founded by Frank Sinatra. Just to throw that out there. You can also find that on the Nancy and Lee LP, which collects pretty much all of the Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood duets, including the B-side to that single, Oh Lonesome Me, which is on Nancy Sinatra's Country My Way album, which is a bitch and a half to find. I still don't have a copy, which is frustrating as all hell, because it's really, really good. Before that, the Del Lagunas did Intoxica. That is from the Estrus Cocktail Companion. You can get that on CD, or if you're really, really lucky, you'll track it down in the little single box set. It is 4 7-inch, a coaster, a cocktail, swizzle stick, plastic, unfortunately, in a very nice box. I don't know if you can find it. A lot of that Estrus stuff is hard to find because back in 97, their warehouse burned down. So, surprisingly, or rather unsurprisingly, Estrus stuff goes for rather more than you would think for some of the stuff. But there's a lot of great, there are some great bands on that compilation in that box set. In addition, there's Girl Trouble, Manor Astro Man, Southern Culture on the Skid, Satan's Pilgrims, The Cowslingers. Basically, if there were a good garage or slightly even decent instrumental band, they're on that compilation, especially if they were on Estrus. And we start everything off with Ricky Nelson doing Poor Little Fool from his self-titled album. As I said, you may recognize that from a from an episode of Fringe. Not this season, unfortunately, last. But, oh, God, love that show, love that show, love that show. Currently in a holding pattern while we get ready for the last four episodes of season three. And if you're not watching it, go get the first two seasons, watch them, and then by the time you're done, you'll be able to hop on Hulu or BitTorrent and get the whole third season. And then you can join me and my wife as we wait for the recently announced fourth season, which will probably start sometime in September or October. Okay, this is a record that my mother found for me and gave me. She's very kind. She helps me track down some pretty awesome records. She finds them at Goodwill, Salvation Army, all over the Kansas and Missouri area, and all I have to do is copy them off and burn them for her. This is from Loretta Lynn. It's originally the B-side to the title track single. It also charted as well, not quite as well as the title track, but still a darn good song. From Loretta Lynn's You Ain't Woman Enough, this is A Man I Hardly Know.
In a booth back in a corner, where the lights are way down low, in the arms of a man I hardly know. Hardly know. In a booth back in a corner, where the lights are way down low, in the arms of a man I hardly know.
Thank you. nice seeing you. Gotta go now. I guess that I'll see you around. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But
with the cover of the Willie Nelson classic, that was the Supremes doing Funny How Time Slips Away. That's from the Supremes Sing Country, Western, and Pop. The only album I have that seems slightly more ridiculous is a Dean Martin album where he sings country and Western. Yeah, it's good. I mean, they sing very prettily. I mean, they are the Supremes. yeah, that's all the way back in 1965. But they do, Tumble and Tumbleweeds, which is just, yeah, that's bad. That's very, very, very bad. It's certainly an interesting release, but, I would really recommend that be something that you get. Oh, I don't know. Something like if you've got somebody getting rid of some records and they happen to give it to you, I wouldn't suggest spending money on it. Before that, Lenny D did the theme to the 1960 Paul Newman film Exodus. Exodus covered and played by about a billion people over the course of the 60s. A theme song to the movie about the founding of the State of Israel. If you want to find that, in addition to it being a very successful single, that is on the album Relaxin' Lenny D. And we started everything off with Loretta Lynn doing A Man I Hardly Know from You Ain't Woman Enough, the LP. It's also, as I said, the B-side to the title track, 45. Okay, I've got one final cover here. One's a final cover. No, this is actually not a cover. There is a cover in this set, however. One last set here. We're going to start it off with the song, not necessarily so terribly, you know, strange or bizarre. It is Webb Pierce and, you know, just a regular Webb Pierce song. But the album that it's on is very, very interesting. It is from the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. The sleeve it comes in says, "Property of United States Government." These were radio programs that Armed Services Radio would play. Obviously cleared for various reasons, make sure, you know, free of all offensive material. But this is they had a program called Country Music Time, and there's a Webb Pierce episode. And this is the first track on the first side, and it is entitled Night Train to Memphis.
Take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah,
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 I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and shout hallelujah all the days. Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis. You know that I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57, arrive at 11, shouting hallelujah all the way. Hallelujah. Take that night train to Memphis. Engineer, pull the throttle open. Keep that engine stack smoking. I'm not kidding, I'm not joking. Soon I'll be with my girl, I'm hoping. Hallelujah.
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 We'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And shout hallelujah all the day, and shout hallelujah all the day.
I know she's waiting, and I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous
has made a loser out of me. My babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
From the double LP compilation Country Times, that was Hank Thompson doing a version of Jerry Lee Lewis's What Made Milwaukee Famous, yet another record my mom found for me at a thrift store. Now, it's an interesting thing, because it's put out by Dynamic House, and it's essentially what you would think to be, like, a cheapy, like you know, like one of those cheap, sort of vaguely crappy compilation LPs where it's a bunch of no-names cover a bunch of country music stuff, and I mean, I've got, like, an entire box set of crap like that, but this is really weird, because, I mean, you've got, like, Hank Thompson doing a bunch of songs, in, you know, the Jerry Lee Lewis song, as well as Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, and Hank Snow's I'm Moving On, and then you've got Jim Rogers doing Make the World Go Away, and, you know, which, it's just, it's very odd, because, like, the names of the people doing the covers are actually fairly named stuff. I mean, you've got Jim Nabors doing Wichita Lineman, which is surprisingly good, and but then, you know, you also have the actual Johnny Cash and June Carter version of Jackson, or you have Lynn Anderson doing Snowbird and Ray Price doing For the Good Times. It really just, it, there's no rhyme or reason. I imagine it was whomever had the cheaper stuff. And, you know, I mean, I love Hank Thompson. I mean, I've got a six pack to go and it's one of my favorite records, but man, he covered a lot of shit. And I mean that in both terms. Anyhow, before that, you had Johnny Clark and the Four Playboys doing Jungle Stomp. That is a single on Norton Records. A very lovely, clear, green vinyl. And we started that off with Webb Pierce doing Night Train to Memphis from a compilation of Country Music Time stuff. That is Armed Services Broadcasting. Bizarre, bizarre stuff. I'm kind of wishing I had grabbed the rest of those at the library book sale last September. Hopefully I'll find some similar stuff when I go to the book sale this weekend. It happens twice a year. And that's the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. As always, I hope this episode was a little interesting and fun, and I hope that the very, very strong Double India Pale Ale I've got from Odell Brewing Company, it is titled Mercenary, that's Myrcenary, that is named after Myrcene, a component of the essential oils in the hop flower. It's very, very tasty, and it's a very, very strong beer. Thankfully, I've only had one bottle, so I shouldn't be too woozy or slurry on this episode. Next week, I've got a bunch of new stuff that's recently come in the mail. Hopefully, the stuff that didn't show up shows up. I've had some bad luck recently. I found some great stuff cheap, but in a couple cases, stuff that I've ordered has shown up in either not been everything, or in the case of some Art of the Underground singles, one of them's missing a cover, and that wasn't mentioned when the guy charged me a fairly decent amount of money for them. So, yeah, well, we'll see. I promise at some point, once I complete the collection, there will be a best of the Art of the Underground singles series thing. Although, I might actually be able to do that soon. Who knows? As always, you can find this podcast every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com, in addition to reviews of new albums, vinyl, singles, etc., so on and so forth. There are a couple of recent releases by Grave Mistake up there right now from earlier this week. And I'm working on a book review of the excellent Creative License from a gentleman by the last name of McLeod, who is one of the producers on the Copyright Criminals documentary that you may have seen on PBS's Independent Lens. So there's that to look forward to. If you have a zine or a book or anything of that nature and you would like me to review it, or if you've got friends or with bands or record labels, please have them send me their stuff. You can email me at nicholas.spacek@gmail.com, and you can find all that other contact information, once again, at Rockstar Journalist, or you can just shoot me an at reply on Twitter at nuthousepunks. Until next week, thanks for listening.